The opening words of Parshas Ekev are V'hoya Ekev Tishmon Es Meshpat Me'ela. Oxford English means, and it will be because of your listening to these ordinances and your observance and performing the mitzvahs, Hashem will give you a blessing. So the word Ekev is sort of as because we listen to these blessings and we follow Hashem's commandments, we are rewarded with blessing. The blessings seem to be all about physical blessings as well in this world. Your grain, your wine, your oil, these are all in the first opening psukim of this week's parsha. Rashi right away points out, without saying it, but Rashi points out that the word Ekev is a strange word. So he says, Rashi explains, that the word Ekev means the words that dosh be'ekovav, the mitzvahs that a person tramples with his heels. That means it doesn't take a lot. Rashi is saying the word Ekev is chosen, which means the heel of the foot, which means it's like a minor thing. It's easy to do. Someone walks, it's easy. Even those mitzvahs that are easy, that someone has no effort putting into it, will be rewarded. Certainly, we could figure out from there that we will be rewarded even for more difficult mitzvahs. So the word Ekev is chosen as a hint to even easy ones and certainly difficult ones, we will be rewarded. The commentators ask a very obvious question. We believe in a concept, schar mitzvah, b'hai al malekah. That means there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Our real reward from fulfilling Hashem's commandments are going to be in the next world, not in this world. So how could it then say, if we're talking about rewards over here, how could it be we're talking about, like we said before in the next psukim, that we're going to be rewarded with grain, wine, and oil, and all of these things, if rewards for this mitzvah are not accumulated in this world? Reb Meir Shapiro, the great rabbi who started the Lublin Yeshiva, and the Daf Yomi as well, it's quoted in his name when a newsman began and some bachurim, some new students showed up. It was this week's parsha, was toward the end of the summer and they were showing back up to school. He said this phrase, the same question, what does the word Ekev mean? So he said, why can't we get rewarded in this world? So many mefarshim explain, the reason why we do not accept reward in this world is because we are considered witnesses to God's view of the world. That means Jews, religious Jews who observe the mitzvahs are being witnesses, they're bearing testimony for Hashem's authority in this world. When we act a certain way, it brings Hashem down to this world, and we are representatives of Hashem. Witnesses are not allowed to be paid for their work. The moment a witness goes onto a stand and it finds out he is an expert witness being paid, the testimony is nullified, it's disqualified. So therefore, witnesses are not allowed to be compensated for their testimony. But Reb Meir Shapiro says there's an exception to this. That means if someone saw something on his own, randomly, and then he wants to testify, he's not allowed to take any money. But let's say someone was hired to be a witness. That means someone told him, it's a bad example or a good example. Someone says, listen, do me a favor, come and sign this contract for me. We're going to have a loan and I need you to bear witness to this event. And he comes specifically to the place to be a witness, then he's allowed to be paid to be a witness. That's not being a witness and testifying for a random event that occurred in front of him. That's being told beforehand that he's going to be a witness. In those cases, the halacha says that those witnesses can get paid. They were hired as a witness. That's something else. A hired witness can be paid. Obviously, that's the word hired. So Reb Meir Shapiro said, if people come to this world and they plan on being good Jews, and they plan in their thought process that I'm going to fulfill the commandments, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvahs, and the reason I'm going to do it is to bring the glory of Hashem down to this world, that's not the same as a random person. That's a person who is trying to be a witness. He's doing it beforehand. If he's doing it beforehand, he's allowed to be rewarded in this world. How do you know such a thing? He says, it's hinted at here in this parsha. Because when it says, Haya Ekev Tishmoyin, Rashi says the word Dosh Be'ekovav, which we interpreted before as the person is walking and it's easy things that he steps on, the heel of his foot, easy mitzvahs. Reb Meir Shapiro says that's not what it means. What Rashi's trying to tell us is when Dosh Be'ekovav, when someone is walking, means he plans on beforehand becoming a witness. He's thinking beforehand that I want to be great ambassador for Hashem's will, a great ambassador to this world. And therefore, in those cases, he can be rewarded. That is a great interpretation for us to know in these times as well. We have to realize that we are the ambassadors of Hashem. We represent Hashem in this world. Everything we do as Jews is looked upon by the non-Jews and said, look what the Jews do. So the difference is you have to have in mind beforehand that I will be an ambassador. And in those situations, you can gain reward. From enough of us do this, we shall all benefit from all of our Hashem's great abundance of what he wants to give us. Have a great Shabbos.